All glories to this. All glories to His holy name. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru, Lord and glories to you, Sri Guru.
Come on. Hare Krishna. Yeti means if, yeti
te hari pala saroja sudam. Saroj means lotus. As we know, sara means leg. So saroja, who we know Jamashtami, who's born from the leg, that is the lotus. Yadi te hari pala saroja sudam. That sudam means nectar. One is sudam, one is sudam. So sudam means nectar. If you want to relish the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord, the pipala saroja sudam, rasa, you want to not as nectar, but the rasa that comes from that nectar. If you want to relish that, riliyam satatam. We know satatam, verses, favorite verses there in the Bhagavad Gita. Satatam means always. If you want to relish that rus of the nectar of the lotus feet of Hari in your heart, all the time, satatam, paniritya griham kalimavamayam. As it seems like this is the antithesis of what we're speaking here. He says, give up that family life that is full of kalimav. Paniritya. Paniritya, give up. Paniritya griham kalimavamayam. Is filled with kalibah. So this seems like a contradiction to what we're trying to establish here in this book. But actually, the trick is, here what Bhaktivinoda actually says is give up that family life that is full of kalibah. Not the family, he's not saying the family life is full of kalibah. He's saying give up that. Which family life did you give up? That one that is full of kalima. Parivitya viham kalibhavamaya. When we say that means we're talking about a specific. We say kalima, if we say that which is full of kalima, then we're saying that family life is full of kalima. Maybe a little less than in grammar. We say which, give up that family life which is full of kalima. That family life is full of kalima. But Bhaktivinoda says, that means which particular is many types of family life are there. Which one should we give up? That one that is full of kalima. Just like in Chaitanya Leela, there's one devotee named Chaitanya Das. He lived north of North Bengal, north of Katwa. But somehow by one great old sadhu was there always chanting the glories of Nimai. And he heard so much about this Nimai, he became very attached to it. I can't remember his name. He got the name Chaitanya Das later. But he had some other name. So finally after hearing and hearing, he thought, let me go to Mayapur and see this, get darshan of this Nimai. So he started south, he came to the village of Katwa. Katwa, you all know, what is that famous for? Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. We heard this village before because this is Katwa, this location where he gave Mahaprabhu sannyas. So Chaitanya Das, when he arrived in Katwa, he heard that there's a great devotee, Nimai. He's going to take sannyas from Keshav Bharati. And he's so shocked. This Nimai, with the long flowing hair, he heard all the descriptions, the long flowing hair, beautiful dress. He's going to take sannyas. He immediately ran to that Keshav Bharati's ashram. Everybody there was also crying. Tears were flowing from their eyes. Now to take sannyas, you have to shave up. So barber was there, he raised his razor, but every time he saw the beautiful locks of Mahaprabhu, he put his razor down. He was also crying, tears are coming from his eye. He raised his razor, then he'll put it down again and cry. Mahaprabhu took his hand and just like that, and forced him. He cut off all the locks, everybody was crying. If you go to, in Gopinath Bazar, there's one beautiful temple, Amiyanimayana. Also known as Mahaprabhu. Astounding deity in Mahaprabhu, very tall and straight. The Nimai, because he's got his hair, he's an absolute Nimai. But above the altar, there's a huge painting of this pastime, the barber's there. Everybody's crying, everybody's pulling their hair, everybody's in anxiety. Finally, somehow, he shaved up Mahaprabhu. Then he threw his razor in the Ganga. He gave up barber life, and he became a sweet bala. So then Keshav Bharati supposedly initiated Mahaprabhu, and we heard that Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Keshav Bharati. What we don't know is that Keshav Bharati took sannyas from Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu whispered in his ear, I think the sannyas mantra is such and such and such. And Keshav Bharati said, yes, this is a good mantra. So he gave initiation to Keshav Bharati. And Keshav Bharati turned around and gave him that mantra. So then Keshav Bharati said, your name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So that Chaitanya Das, hearing this name, he became overwhelmed in ecstasy. He just began chanting, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then he thought there was no need to go to Mayapur because Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas and left. Nimai has left Mayapur. I should go home. The whole way home, he was just chanting, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna. He got to his house. He came inside the house, he fell on the floor and was just rolling on the floor, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. His wife saw him in that state. She immediately grabbed onto his lotus feet and she also began to chant, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna. His child came home from school. He saw both mother and father rolling on the ground. He grabbed all of their feet and he began to chant, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So, if your householder life is like that, then you don't need to give it up. But if it is simply full of kalima, then that should be. Give up that household life. That is full of kaliba. And what should you do? Bhaja Godhruma Kananda Kunjavini. Kanan means forest. Just like near our temple in Bhubaneswar, there's one Nanda Kanan. We know Kadamba Kanan, we sing every morning. Godhruma Kanan, that forest of Godhruma, in that forest of Godhruma, Bhaja Godhruma Kanan Kunja Vidung. Now we know that the word for moon is Chandra, but there's many words for Chandra, or moon in Sanskrit. So the other one is Vidung. Just worship that golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godhruma. Bhaja Godhruma Kanan Kunja Vidung. Just worship that golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godhruma. Be very beautiful. Psalms, so many verses that all very, very relishable. So hearing gives the point that we remain in our family life, so-called attached, but we continue worshiping that beautiful golden moon in the forest of Godhruma. Powerful process, especially for this age of Kali, of chanting very loudly and very enthusiastically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because chanting a Mahamantra is so powerful, that it immediately purifies the heart of the conditioned soul. It's like we sing every morning, Jeto Dharma Marjanam. Marjanam means to wash, to clean. It's like we know Pundicha Marjanam. Cleaning of Pundicha. This year we should be careful, we don't ruin the candles. They move the cameras. Cheto Darpana. Darpan means mirror. Darpan means mirror. So the sky, the heart is like a mirror. It can reflect Maya or it can reflect Krishna. But to reflect Krishna, then it has to be clean. Like you see an old dusty mirror that we cannot see anything. We have to clean it. So this Maha Mantra is there for scrubbing, cleaning this heart. What is the dirt? That for millions and millions of lifetimes, we're completely convinced that we are this body. The dirt on the heart is this material identification. We're convinced that I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm young, I'm old, I'm a teacher, I'm a student, I'm a worker, I'm a boss, I'm a Brahman, I'm a Kshatriya, I'm a Sudra, I'm Grihastha, I'm Sannyasi, I'm Brahmachari. These are all types of dust on the mirror of the heart. As long as we're completely absorbed in these types of identifications, that we cannot see ourselves as Jigaras, we're pointed to Krishna Das. Mahaprabhu is told, what is the real identification of the living being? Jigaras for Swaru. Swaru. Nobody knows form, so Swaru. Own form. Original form. Swaru. Jivaras for Boy Nitya Krishna Das. Our original position is Nitya Krishna Das. Now we become Godas. Go means senses. It also means cow. It is very good if you see the cow, as soon as we walk outside, the cow will come with her nose and start sniffing. You have something to eat. And maybe she'll find the garland. Just rip the garland right after your neck. Because you must have had experience of it. The cow is like that. So just following her senses. So we have so many good qualities. We glorify cow. But she is very much attached to her sense credit. As soon as you come, maybe just something to eat. It's like our senses. Everywhere we go, senses just... Some enjoyment is here. Something to eat, something to hear, some sex life to be had, that is here. So go, eat cow, also means senses. Senses are just like cow, just wondering, you think, you know, cow is a big eye, just looking for something to eat all the time. So our senses like that, big eye is just looking where to enjoy, where to enjoy. But, so, we've become, instead of Krishna Das, now we're Godas, servant of the senses. And senses, they're merciless masters. At least in your karmic life, you may have some boss, and you do some work, somehow he's satisfied, he gives you some money. Sometimes he pats you on the back, sometimes he gives you a raise. But these senses, they're never satisfied. Just whipping you again and again. Give me more, give me more. They're never satisfied. Just beating you. Give me more. Give me merciless masters. These in our mature life, our boss sometimes will pat us on the back. These senses, they never pat you on the back. Oh, give me more. No, give me more. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more. They're always demanding and demanding and demanding. And in the end, what do the senses give you? Ultimately, if you follow sense gratification, then at least in our material life, our boss gives us some money. But the senses, what do they pay us? Birth, death, disease, and old age. Just like all of our God brothers now, we never thought it would happen, but now it's happening. Like old age is coming. And it's no fun. All the things are beginning to creep. We can't even sit here on the Vyasa Sam properly. We have to sit like this. serving our senses the whole life, then what is old age? Old age means like a raisin, you shrivel up and die. You see, all the wrinkles come, become old and shriveled up. So these are merciless masters. Just like everybody's, every day they're inquiring where to invest their money. Especially nowadays, at least in America, the bank is not giving anything. It's completely useless interest. So everybody's seeing what to invest in gold and silver, what should they invest in? All day long they're meditating how to invest, how to make some money. So think about it, you invest all of your money in your senses, and what do? You shrivel up like a raisin and die. Very poor investment. You're spending all day thinking of bothering your mind about investment. Just like yesterday we were discussing with one nice lady here from South Africa. She did her thesis on the widows of Vrindavan. And contrary to all the sensationalism the Western media puts, most of them are very happy. Of course, it was very difficult to give up their family life and come here to Vrindavan. Now they're happy they're here. I remember one time I gave some money to a widow and she said, "Now I just have to bother my brain. I only want to think about Krishna. If you give me money, then I'll have to think about what to spend it on." Our brain always bothering about money. But investing your money and energy, everything in the senses, is very bad investment. In the end, you just shrivel up like a raisin, you can't enjoy anything. That people slave their whole life just so that they think in their old age they will retire and enjoy. I remember my mother, she had a little picture on her wall, beautiful pastoral scene with golden wheat fields and sheep and goats and cows, and very bright sun, everything very happy. And at the bottom it said, "Screw the golden years." You save up, you work hard all your life just so in old age and you can enjoy, and now the body doesn't want to enjoy anymore. It's just giving trouble and trouble. It's like one time in Colombia, we went into a health food store and there was a sign. It's a juventud gastoso salud buscando dinero. It's a plenitud gastoso dinero buscando salud. Ya sin dinero, ya sin salud, ya va romero en un ataúd. Juventud, you can understand, and his youth. He spent all his health looking for wealth. In his youth, he wasted all his health looking for wealth. Plenitude is like probably a plenary expansion. So now he's got many years, before he only had 2 years, plenty of years. Plenitude. He spent all his wealth looking for health. In his youth, he spent his health looking for wealth. Now he has wealth. He's spending all that wealth looking for health. And now without wealth, and now without health, there goes Romero in a pine box. Or we say, there he goes to the smashing gun. To the cremation gun. So we should think carefully how to invest our energy. We're spending it on the senses, but there's no problem with what he says. There's no enjoyment in this world. Misguided, unlucky, short-lived. Everything bad is there. So especially lazy. Everyone's lazy. Nobody wants to take to spiritual life. And if we had to go to the Himalayas and sit in a ring of fire in the summertime and stand up to our neck in the water in the wintertime, oh, we would never take to spiritual life. Hopeless. But Mahaprabhu didn't give such a process to us. Just like when he was talking with Ramananda Roy and asking what is the goal of life and how to achieve it. He's kicked out so many things that finally Ramananda Roy said, Jnani prayasam udapasya namandeva jivandi sanmukaritam bhavadi vartam stane tita shruti katam dhanuman vanogi ye prayaso dita dito pasitai shilokyam. He says, stane tita. He says, you stay in your position. You don't have to give up your family life. Go to the Himalayas. Stane stita. It's like we know the word stan. It's like in old days, it was only two stans. It was Hindustan and Pakistan. But suddenly, the Soviet Union broke up and all of a sudden, so many stans appeared. Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and Turkmenistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan. Stan means place. Stani stita. Flamio stita di muni. Stay in your place. Not that you give up your family life. Stay there in the family life. Stani tita shruti gatam. But what? Go on hearing about Krishna. Babadiya vartam. This is Lord Brahma talking in 14th canto. He's talking to Krishna. So when he says babadiya, you're, he's saying you're. Vartam. Talks about you. One should stay in his place and satmukaritam, from the mouth of sat, the devotees, hear about Krishna's glories. So stay in your place, remain in that. You don't have to give up anything. Just somehow become absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu is giving so simple way. What is that? Just you chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Very simple verse. It's like in the same song. Next verse, what is that? Dana Jovana Jeevana Raja Sukham Nahi Nityam Anukshara Nasuparam Yajagram Yagata Sakalam Vipalam Bajagol Makanana Purjanidam. Dhan, we know Dhan, like Dhananjaya, Dhan means wealth. Everybody, we just discussed, everybody chasing after wealth. Dana Jovana, now we know youth, everybody's searching for youth. It's like, I remember one time, all the ladies who were married to the people who worked in the German embassy, they came here to Vrindavan, so they went in temple president's office, so they wanted to see around, so they called me, of course. So I stayed there, they were very merciful. Before they got in the car, they smoked their cigarettes, and then we sit in the car, and we go to Jambastan, then they get out of the car, smoke their cigarettes, and we go see the Jambastan, then come back, they smoke their cigarette, we get in the car, we go to Kusum Sarovar, like that. So I was becoming friendly with them, and then I realized they're all the same age group as myself. So I said something about, you girls, you don't even have any gray hairs like me. Are Baba, we die here. I lived here too long, I forgot all about all those types of things. So everybody's worshipping you, they're afraid that the gray hair may come, so they put dye in the hair, they put so many creams on their face. You don't want those wrinkles to come. So we're chasing after you. Dhan, we're chasing after you. Dhana jovana jivana, long life. We're taking so many medicine, doing this type of cleanse and that type of cleanse. Dhana jovana jivana, radha sukham, we want to have happiness like a king. Dana Jovana Jivana Radha Sam Nahi Nityam. They're not nitya, they're not eternal. Nahi nityam adukshana nashaparam. Every moment they're slipping from your fingers. We're chasing all these things. Dhanajova, Najiva, Narayana, Sakamu, they're adukshana. Adukshana means every second just slipping between your fingers. Chaja, we know Chaja, not Chaja, Kramini, Kata, Sakamam, Mipalam. Besides looking for money and youth and all this thing, that we spend our days doing politics. I'm talking politics all day. So the Chaja, Kramini, Kata, Sakalam, Bifalam. Just let me know, fal means fruit, so Bifal means no fruit. It is not fruitful at all, just wasting time talking politics. This is a big disease in India. Everybody just talking politics all day long, day and night, day and night. Jaja gramya kata sakalam nifal. All these things are useless. What should we do? Ajagodhukamunakundati. Brahmani jana sangha sukham chasake chaname vayadam purushartaram adinama sudarasa matamati vajagodhukamunakundati. Ramani, Ramani means young girl. Huh? Just let me know Radha Raman, who loves Radha. Huh? Raman means lovely. We say Ramani, very lovely young girl. Ramani jana sangha sukham. Oh, we get so much happiness in the association of young girls. Ramani jana sangha sukham chasake. But my friend, I'm going to tell you something. Charame bhaya dham bhaya. In the end, it is only fearful. You. Purushartam haram. You will forget the goal of life. You'll waste your whole life chasing after young girls. And then your body is wasted and you realize, I missed the goal of life. In the end, it is only fearful. And all your goals of life will be ruined. Charmi bayadam purushartam haram. So now what are you going to do? We're stuck. Prabhupada said, you, me, bird, bee, dog, cat, everybody. We're all stuck in this thing. What to do? Harinama sudara samatamati vajagodhumakanana pundavirum. Harinama sudara samatamati. Just let your mind become completely absorbed in this Harinama nectar rus. Harinama sudara, because nectar rasa, Harinama sudara samatamati. Mata means his mind. Material, just absorb it. But what do we do? We're all stuck in this thing. Bird, me, you, me, even Prabhupada said, you, me, bird, me, everyone. How are we going to come change, free ourselves from this lust? Harinama sudha mata mata matir. Just become absorbed in that ras, the nectar of the ras of Harinam Sankirtan. And bhaja godhuma kanana kunja vinu. Just worship that golden moon in the forest of. Otherwise, there's no solution. So you remain in your household life, you remain whatever you're doing, you stay wherever you are, you just become absorbed in this Hari Nama Sudha Rasamata Matiri. So, anybody has any question? Yes.
Kukura means this
heavy mace. Mahaprabhu, he's taken this bar with this club in his hand. Who's got a club to kill that Kali Kukur? That dog of Kali, Kali Kukura Mukura Bhavanaram. Harinama Mahosara, we know Osari. Osari means medicine. Mahavasari, he's giving Harinama Mahosari Bhavanaram. And he's also, one side, with one hand, he's smashing that Kali Kukura. Other side, with both arms, he's giving this medicine of Harinama. Patitarta, and his whole body is just melting with compassion for the fallen soul. Sumurti Dharam, he has taken on this beautiful form. One side, this horrible form for that Kali Kukra. Other side, he's got this beautiful form, this dream, Mahavasati of Hariyana. This song about Tinod is just filled with wonders. Any other question? Yes.
Whilst we should stay in our place and hear Krishna's topics, there is still this, even in the story of Priyavrata himself, that you renounce all this at some point also. Just asking to input on that.
Yeah, it's due course of time, then. Like we described, when the body is old, it is no longer useful for enjoying or serving the family members, so then one should renounce and just, after he's gone to his family, I think he should renounce it. It's not premature.
Yeah.